Hi, I'm Matthias Leibmann. I'm a broker manager at Microsoft on the Office 365 Exchange Foundation team. In this video, I'm going to introduce you to our new V2 Auth model that gets you access not only directly to our new exciting Outlook.com APIs, but also to the Microsoft Graph. Let me start with an overview. As you might know, we introduced the OAuth2 protocol as the authentication and authorization protocol with version 1 of our REST APIs. However, with version 1, we covered mainly access to the Microsoft Graph and our Outlook.com APIs for our commercial customers. Building an application that targeted both consumer and commercial customers was difficult to do, as not only the API set, but also the authentication protocol was completely different. I'm very excited that these difficult times are over, and I can tell you a much better story now. As we unified the API set across consumer and commercials accounts, we also unified the auth protocol. The same auth protocol and the same auth libraries can be used for both accounts. While I primarily talk about Outlook.com APIs, the same applies for the Microsoft Graph. The difference here is that the Outlook.com APIs is a direct endpoint to address data in an Office 365 hosted mailbox. The Microsoft Graph, however, not only gets you access to the same Outlook data, it also gives you access to OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. This means that the Microsoft Graph provides you a single API to all kinds of data. We also put a completely new and simplified up-registration portal in place to address many of the complaints you had with our old version. When we did all this work, we haven't forgotten about existing applications that work against Outlook.com using the Live Connect SDKs. As you may already know, we are upgrading all the Outlook.com mailboxes to Office 365. This includes email accounts for the Outlook, Hotmail, Live, and MSN domains. As we upgraded all Outlook.com accounts to Office 365, we recommend you change your app to use the Outlook, the new Outlook REST APIs to connect to upgraded Outlook.com accounts instead of the Live Connect SDK. We responded to your feedback and upgraded our protocol implementation to be more aligned with the general industry standard on OAuth2. Our goal is to allow any OAuth standard library to work with our protocol out of the box. We are now restricting the information that the OpenID scope provides to your application. So this OpenID scope will only allow your app to sign in the user and provide an app-specific identifier to the user. If you need to obtain more personal identifiable information about the user in your app, you need to provide additional scope information. This is the email address scope and the profile scope. The email address scope is pretty straightforward. It gives you access to the primary email address in the ID token. If on top of that, you need additional information, such as a preferred username, then you need to specify the profile scope. For access to our APIs, we updated the OAuth2 protocol to support specifying permissions as part of the authorize request in the scope query parameter. With this, you do not have to configure permissions upfront with your application registration, but you specify these permissions as part of the authorize request and either request all the permissions upfront that your application needs or can incrementally ask for application as needed. With both changes on the OIDC protocol and the OAuth2 protocol, we allow your application now to be written in a minimal disclosure fashion. You can only ask for information and permissions that your application needs at a certain time. Note that the same permissions are actually shared between Outlook.com and the Microsoft Graph, which means that once the user consented to your application, the user is not being reprompted for consent, regardless if the application accesses the Microsoft Graph APIs or the Outlook.com APIs. You can differentiate this if you want to address the Outlook.com APIs by specifying the full qualified names of a permission or a scope, and if you use short names, then it automatically defaults to the Microsoft Graph. In the V1 model, application registration was the number one hurdle to overcome before you were able to start building your application. For the V2 auth model, I'm thrilled now to tell you that we have a brand new portal for application registration that is part of the Microsoft Developer Platform. With this new portal, you can now register an application without the need of an Azure subscription. To access the new app registration portal, no subscription is necessary to register an app with the V2 auth model. All you need is a work account or a personal account, and you can start registering your application. Another simplification in the V2 auth model is now that you can register a single application that has many different components, such as a web UX, a web API, and a mobile client. This means that with the V2 auth model, a single registration is done with a single application ID to represent both the front-end component and the back-end component of your application. Finally, as already mentioned on the previous slide, you don't have to specify any API permissions anymore as the app registration. Permissions are now solely handled as part of the protocol flow in your application code. So let me give you a brief demo of how the new V2 auth model looks like. So this is the Outlook OAuth sandbox. This is reachable, for example, when you go to our dev.outlook.com website under the Getting Started section. And this is a little playground that we put in place that allows you to play with the authorization protocol and to run REST API queries against the Outlook.com APIs. So first of all, to get started, you need to authorize your application. And for the sandbox purpose, we actually put a bunch of accounts in place that you can immediately use to play around. That is what I'm first going to do. I say authorize using a sandbox account. And we hooked this up. We hooked this up with our commercial accounts. So this is actually a business tenancy in our Office 365 environment. So I'm signing in as LEB at oauthplay.onmicrosoft.com. And boom, I'm in. I'm actually authenticated. You actually see here the GET request that my application was doing, or the sandbox was doing, to authorize my application. And then the application got a code back. So in this example, the auth sandbox does an authorization code grant flow. So the next step, what I have to do in my application, is to actually get access tokens. So I'm getting an access token. Everything is OK. We see again the requests that I do against the V2 auth model, and then the response. And now we are ready to run queries. For example, getting messages from this commercial mailbox in Office 65. So now, with the V2 auth model, we can do the same thing actually with consumer accounts. So I'm using my own account now. I'm signing in. So that is the mailbox we migrated from the Outlook environment into Office 365. So here I'm seeing the consent, what the OAuth sandbox actually want to do for this consumer account. And then you see the same kind of auth protocol that you saw previously with the commercial account that I was using. I'm doing an authorization code grant flow. I'm getting back the code. I'm getting tokens for my application. And then I can run the same query against a consumer mailbox in Office 365. So there is nothing different in this OAuth sandbox regards the auth protocols and regards calling the APIs against Outlook.com data. Let me switch back to my presentation. As a final point of my presentation about the V2 auth model, I actually want to emphasize how you can transition or integrate your application from using the Live Connect APIs to our Outlook.com REST APIs. First of all, don't worry that your application will break. Even if the Outlook.com mailbox is upgraded to Office 365, existing protocols continue to work like before. So, why do you want to do this migration or this transitioning from Live SDK to the Outlook.com REST APIs, you might ask? Well, remember what I was so excited about at the beginning of the presentation when I talked about the overview. The answer to this is that after the transition, you have the same programming model to accomplish accessing commercial and consumer accounts within a single code base, meaning you have this not only the same REST APIs to get to the data, but you have the same authentication protocol and potentially the same auth libraries to get that gets you access to both types of accounts. So I'm thinking about this transitioning in three stages. In stage one, your application uses the Live ID OAuth 2 protocols and the Live SDKs to program against the Live Connect APIs. This is a starting point, and your application continues to run as long as the mailbox is not upgraded to Office 365. However, as soon as the mailbox is upgraded to Office 365, you now have more options to use with our V2 auth model. This happens what I call in stage two. In this stage, your application continues to work for Outlook.com like before, but you start to integrate with the Outlook REST APIs first. As part of this integration with the new REST APIs, you don't actually have to change the authentication protocol. The same authentication protocol that you used against the Outlook.com consumer mailbox continues to work after the mailbox is migrated to Office 365. So when you did this integration with our REST APIs, you do a pattern like you first try to access the mailbox using the Outlook.com REST APIs. And in the case the mailbox is not yet upgraded to Office 365, the Outlook REST APIs will actually return you a very specific error message. And the table on the left lower side actually shows you what your application gets in return and can react to that. And if the mailbox is not yet migrated, it can simply fall back to the Live Connect APIs. In the final stage three, then you actually switch your application from using the Live ID OAuth 2 protocol to our new V2 auth model OAuth 2 protocol. When you do this, your consumer users will be actually reprompted for consent, as only the REST API scopes apply to consumer and commercial mailboxes. However, your application is now ready to transparently target consumer or commercial accounts in addition to your existing consumer audience that you had with your application. Now, let me give you a brief demo. This is the inactive Live SDK that some of you might know when you actually work or play with the Live ID OAuth protocols and trying Live ID APIs. So what I'm going to do there, I request a scope WL.IMAP using the Live ID OAuth 2 protocol to get to a consumer mailbox. So how all these Windows Live ID scopes map to new REST API scopes, I actually showed on the previous slide. There was a table in the upper left corner that shows this kind of mapping. So for whatever reason, my button went all the way to the right, where I need to say run. So I'm running here this little script as part of the inactive Live SDK, and I actually lock the access token that was given back to me in the output. And I need to copy and paste this access token. For those of you who might wonder, access tokens are typically valid 1 hour. So I need to complete this demo in the next hour. So, and I'm using another tool that a lot of people use, and this is Postman, to actually do the same request against mailboxes. And I actually did not get prompted for this access token because I was already signed in with actually the same consumer account that I used in the OAuth 2 sandbox demo earlier. So the OAuth protocol requires to specify credentials in an authorization header of type bearer. And I'm copying and pasting the access token that I just acquired with the Interactive Live SDK. And then I'm doing the request. And here we are. We have a response back using the Windows Live OAuth 2 protocol against an Outlook.com mailbox in Office 365. So that was the end of my presentation, and thank you for watching. I hope I could excite you as much as I am about our new V2 OAuth model. And please take a look at the fantastic resource material that's available to you and mentioned on the slide. You might even want to start playing around with the OAuth 2 sandbox that I showed you. Play with your own accounts or with the sandbox accounts and run some queries against our Outlook.com REST APIs. Again, this is Matthias Leibmann. I'm a program manager in the Office 365 Exchange Foundation team, and thank you for watching.